Tammy and Kathleen were upset because they didn't get to go with Barbara to watch her give birth to Samson, her 12th child. It was a well-established tradition in the FLDS that sister wives were supposed to attend each other's deliveries. It was believed that since all the wives were going to participate in raising the child, they should be at the birth to bond with the baby and support their sister wife. That was belief. In practice, it was something else entirely. Women in the FLDS gave birth in the local clinic. Aunt Lydia, the midwife, delivered the babies. A doctor was never present, nor was pain medication ever used. Women were expected to be perfectly silent during childbirth. If a woman screamed or made loud noises, she was criticized for being out of control. Sometimes she'd be reprimanded by her husband during her delivery. I, like Barbara, loathed the idea of turning the birth of my baby into a communal event. Wives were competitive with each other and conniving. Those intense feelings and complicated relationships were not left outside the delivery room door. As my due date approached, I decided I would tell no one when I went into labor. I knew that Rosie, my father's second wife, knew how to deliver babies because she was a nurse. I asked her if she would be there when I gave birth, but explained nothing else. She agreed. My plan was to call her when I went into second stage labor. She'd come and pick me up. I knew that even if I had the baby in her car, it would still be better than starring in one of Merrill's freak shows. Merrill did not return to Paige after the weekend as he usually did. I felt my labor was imminent, but tried to will it away for a few more days so he'd have to return to Paige. It worked. The night he left, I knew I had my chance. I walked for several miles after dinner, willing my labor to begin. In the middle of the night, it did. I could feel the first of the contractions begin, but they were faint and far apart. It was July 24th, or Pioneer Day, our biggest Mormon holiday. It was the day the entire community turned out for a parade through town. As soon as our house emptied out, I called Rosie. I sent Betty and Arthur to the parade with the family and told them I didn't feel up to going. Then I called Merrill in Paige and got the answering machine. What a miracle! Now I knew that I had time to have the baby in private. Rosie came right away and had already alerted Aunt Lydia to meet us at the clinic. She and one of her assistants were waiting for me in the delivery room. The other woman said, "We're supposed to be on the float in the parade. If we deliver this baby, we'll miss the parade." Aunt Lydia told me to push and turned to her assistant. "We can deliver this baby and still be in the parade." "Not unless she has the baby in the next 10 minutes," she said. "This baby is going to be here in 10 minutes, Aunt Lydia said. She was right. Luann was screaming, a beautiful baby with a thick mass of dark hair. I smiled when I looked at her exquisite features. She was a triumph, and her birth, for me, a small victory.